La Chambre de commerce et d'industrie de Touraine vous présente les rendez-vous de l'IGAIA sur Cité Radio.
Cité Radio, bienvenue dans les rendez-vous de l'IGAIA.
Welcome to the rendezvous de l'IGAIA on Cité Radio. Did you know that the creativity competition for a more sustainable planet is currently taking place? Organized by the island-based Skellig Foundation, created by a small group of scientists from all over the world, this competition aims to bring forth new creative solutions in the field of science, technology, social sciences, arts and culture. To talk to us about it, Cité Radio met with Malcolm Buckle, one of the organizers of the competition. Hello, Malcolm.
Good morning, Gregor.
To begin with, can you briefly introduce yourself?
Yes. I'm a scientist. I was born in the UK, where I did my graduate and postgraduate studies before leaving to carry out scientific research in Canada, Italy, and finally here in France. I am a professor emeritus of the CNRS. I was a researcher at the Pasteur Institute of Paris, then director of the CNRS laboratory at the ENS Paris-Saclay. I'm a biophysicist, and although officially retired, I continue my research and my interests lie more and more with the emergence of cutting-edge biotechnologies. I also recently created my own consulting company dealing with biophysics, molecular biology, and biotechnology. I have three daughters and recently became grandfather to two marvelous young ladies. And so naturally, I am more and more concerned for their future in this rapidly changing, complex world.
So you are a member of the Skellig Foundation. What is the goal of this foundation and who is involved?
Yes, the Skellig Foundation was created over a decade ago in Ireland by a small group of friends with the aim of developing a novel education and research programs in science, political sciences and arts, in order to tackle the climate change crisis. Now, like most people today, because members are all heavily invested in their private and professional activities, they can dedicate only a small proportion of their time and resources to the principal activities of the foundation. And furthermore, the foundation has limited finances. So it was decided early in its creation that the foundation would support small, well-focused projects, such as this one, which is a competition to incite young people to think of and present innovative solutions to the problems of climate change.
In 2019, you originally launched a project called the Leonardo da Vinci Workshop. The project was obviously being obliged to evolve in response to the pandemic. Can you describe a little bit more in detail?
Yes, the original goal was to encourage the creation of novel, innovative ideas through the intermediary of a workshop lasting several days. The pandemic put paid to this, so we were ourselves forced to address the problem from a different perspective. Our solution, an online competition, not only therefore solves the problem of physically assembling people together, but also removes the necessity of transport, which is itself a sustainable response in line with our goals. Initially, we concentrated on where we were most comfortable, i.e. within an academic context. However, we have come to realize that we need to extend well beyond this to reach out to the general public at large. So whilst we now hope to plug into the enormous potential offered by a wider audience, we still expect, however, a large participation from education, young students and researchers.
So what is the aim of the competition?
Well, as you and just about everyone knows now, the problems associated with climate change and sustainable development are huge and complex. So the aims of our competition are, one, to provide a forum for young people, whether they are from universities, colleges, schools, research laboratories, or indeed anyone with an innovative and original idea to solve climate change problems. Second, we want to give them an opportunity to get some recognition for their ideas and to encourage them to actually put their ideas forward. And finally, they will receive some form of recompense in the form of a small financial prize and also some form of scientific or social approval for their work. However, the most important message that I want to get across for this competition, inspired by the visionary Leonardo da Vinci, is that it gives us all some hope that we will together discover new, innovative ways of doing something credible and tangible that will make an impact in our struggle with climate change.
In practice, you have defined different categories of the candidates. Could you give us some examples of the types of ideas that you can expect in these categories and explain a little bit more detail what you mean by bridging or crossover solutions?
Yes, we're looking at solutions that fall into one of the following very broad categories: social sciences, arts and culture, science and technology. In cases where solutions actually take a little from one or more of these, then we call these bridging or crossover solutions. An idea can have either local or global implications. Our aim is not to limit ideas to restricted domains. So these categories are, of course, given as guidelines and are by no means a constraint. We are looking for highly original ideas. So by definition, we do not wish to erect any barriers. We simply want to suggest avenues that candidates can explore. The problems of climate change impact all of society at all levels, and thus solutions can and need to come from any particular sector. This is why we include the idea of bridging or crossover solutions, which can integrate elements from different disciplines. After all, Leonardo da Vinci was perhaps one of the most outstanding polymaths of all time. We are not asking for all modern-day da Vincis to come forward, although that would be really exciting, but the candidates be inspired by his approach.
Excellent. Now that we have a clear idea of the aims of the competition, let's talk about the application process itself. Who can apply and how can one participate and what does one win?
Yeah, well, we're very, very much aware of the necessity of having maximal visibility and granting easy access to the competition. So we have now created, with the help of a young student, a dedicated website that contains information on the competition, including aids such as frequently asked questions, for example, that we hope will serve to funnel potential applicants to the actual entry site. And I would like to take this opportunity to thank you very much, Ligeia, for giving us this excellent occasion to present our competition and to also thank all of you who are listening to or reading this interview. With respect to what one wins, we offer prizes for the selected winners. And furthermore, we would like to go on to help them to promote their ideas. Our original pre-pandemic plan was to set up a presentation of winning candidates' ideas before a select committee of investors with the aim of creating, for example, a startup. There is no reason today to abandon this after the competition. Plans are therefore in place to accompany winning candidates in the development of their ideas. For example, in the original concept, we also proposed to help in the maturation of embryonic ideas to extensive discussions with experts to help push the ideas through into development and feasibility stages. This approach, quite novel, I must add, at the time, of helping embryonic ideas to crystallize into projects and they can mature into tangible propositions that will elicit interest from investors, is in fact now applied across a number of communities. So we are comforted in the feasibility of our approach. Where we feel we have a huge advantage is that we are convinced that we will attract novel, innovative ideas that we will inject into existing development schemes. It's thus really important for young people to now visit our website, skelligleonardo.org, and to think about their ideas and, of course, to apply. The website encourages feedback from you. The frequently asked questions page may already answer some of the questions that you may have. And more importantly, if you are not sure about your idea, we will help you and supply expert advice before you actually apply. You simply have to contact us through the website.
So what are the next steps?
Yes, the selection of the finalists. In other words, the competition will close the 15th of April when we will select the finalists that will then go through to the selection of winning candidates, which will take place on the 2nd of May in 2023.
Thank you, Malcolm, and see you
soon. Thank you very much indeed, Megan. Thank you.
As you can see, to apply, visit the skellecleonardo.org website. You can ask questions and apply to take the first step and meet on May the 2nd for the announcement of the results.
Cité Radio.